Have you ever experienced something or had something happen that made you doubt God's goodness? I'm Lori Short, and this is the first podcast on a series I'm doing called 40 Verses to Ignite Your Faith. I have a book coming out with that title on April 2nd, and over the next several weeks, I'll be talking about some of the insights from the lesser-known verses that are in this book. And today I want to begin by looking at a little verse in Genesis. The context of this verse is that Adam and Eve have been given the entire garden that has been created for them, and God asks them to refrain from eating the fruit off of one tree, because if they do, their eyes will be open to see good and evil, and God wants to protect them. So the serpent comes along and tries to keep Eve focused on God's restriction and even builds on that by saying this: "Did God really say that you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Which, of course, we know isn't what God said. And Eve's response starts out pretty good, but it's one little phrase that I want to focus on in today's podcast. Here's how she responds. She said, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die." Of course, if you look back, you see that God never said anything about whether or not to touch the tree. He just told them not to eat from it. But we notice that instead of focusing on all the other trees that God has given them in the garden to eat from, Eve builds on the restriction that God gave them and even adds words to it, which of course starts to begin to create a seed of doubt. I think what we can take from this verse is that when we focus on the things that God is not allowing into our lives, or maybe is waiting to give us, we start to build on our doubts. And instead of focusing on all the things He has given us, we begin to wonder if God is really good, or if He's really out for our best. And so what we need to do instead is to focus on all the ways that He has been faithful. And usually we look to the past to see that when we can't see what He's doing in the present. I think we stop trusting His goodness by what we choose to build upon in our minds. I think what we also see in this little verse is how the voices we listen to have such an impact on our choices. Eve listened to the wrong voice by listening to the serpent, by engaging in this conversation. And of course, we know that the serpent goes on to build that seed of doubt. And eventually, Eve listens to the serpent and eats from the tree. And I think that we do that too when we're surrounded by people who don't believe God exists or maybe are doubtful of His goodness. When we start listening to those voices, we're more apt to make a bad choice. I think when we set ourselves up this way, we tend to make choices for immediate satisfaction without thinking of the long-term consequences because we feel like God is depriving us, so we want to grab at what we have. Maybe some of the ways that we can see that in examples from our lives is that attractive coworker who edges closer to you and treats you better than your spouse. And you wonder, well, why would God put this in my path and then expect me to refrain from having a friendship or a relationship with this person? Or that sip that's offered to you at a well-earned celebration when you're battling an addiction. And you know that that sip will turn into several drinks, but you think, gosh, I deserve this right now. And I think when we start thinking in those ways, we make bad choices. But if we pause and think it through, we realize that refraining from moving forward is actually God's goodness because it protects us from what happens next. And that's what Adam and Eve experienced when they ate from that tree. When God is asking us to refrain, or maybe there's a commandment that's asking us to do something that is more difficult in our immediate choice, it's usually for our long-term good. And if we can pause and think it through, it can really help us make a better choice. But this whole passage begs the question, why would God put that tree in that garden to begin with? I've heard this so many times. But here's the thing. If there had been no choice to disobey, there would be no choice to obey. See, we either have free will or we don't. And when God gives us freedom, there has to be a choice. So by default, there has to be freedom to choose good or bad, or it really isn't a choice. If God had created the world with no choices, we would just be puppets for him to control, rather than human beings for him to love. So when God put that tree in the garden, he was making the choice to woo humanity rather than control us, because he wanted our love. And he knew that he couldn't have our love if we were simply puppets programmed to love him back. So with this choice, of course, comes the allowance of all kinds of things we wish weren't a part of our world. And I think, and I'm sure you've heard this too, so often people say, how could there be a good God with all the evil that is in the world? And you really can look anywhere to find that. But it was human choice that brought in that evil. And you know what? It comes back to this scene in the garden and God creating human beings with the ability to choose. So what do we take away from Eve's choice in this verse? I think we have a choice on where we focus when it looks like God is depriving us. Either we focus on God's goodness in his withholding and believe and trust that there must be a reason, or we focus on his deliberate restriction because he doesn't want us to have good things in our lives. And that is where the troubling mindset begins. God wants us to trust him, but he won't force us to do that. We get to choose whether or not we're going to trust him, even if we don't understand the way things might look at the time. So sometimes looking ahead past the immediate choice in front of you can help you hold on and trust him. So there's lots to think about today, but I hope this has been encouraging to you and maybe insightful for you to think about some of the choices that are before you right now, or an area in your life where you're tempted to doubt God's goodness. And so often when we're in a waiting pattern, or maybe he's not answering a certain prayer request, we're in a place where we have a choice whether we're going to trust him or not. So this is an example of those hidden insights that I talk about in this new book, and I'm also going to be talking about on this podcast. And more importantly, it's what these hidden insights can do to strengthen our faith in some of those verses that we don't always look at or see. So that's a taste of what the new book will be about. And I hope that this little verse in Genesis gives you something to think about today. Thanks so much for tuning in.